I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Also on thegrillinguys.com is our website. It's a great resource for recipes. If you've never been to thegrillinguys.com, there's only one G in there between there. There's all our sponsors. There are links to hook up for the podcast. We'll send this show to your phone or your computer free. No strings attached. We're not going to harass you. There's a listen live button on the bottom, and it takes you right to Jethro FM's streaming service, which is where we put the show together and put it out on all their stations, and then the Michigan Talk Network, and of course WBRN up in Bulldog Country. So make sure you check out those sponsors on the right, because there are always deals there. It's that time of the year to maybe look at grills. I would be heading over to that Garrett's link and see what they're putting up, because especially if you want a good grill, you can get a cheap grill at any big box store. I would tell you to maybe hold off and save your money and either buy a used one through Salvation Army and rebuild it, or a real one, or save up for a halfway decent grill with a better purveyor like Garrett's. So you can find people like them. You can, of course, hit MyPillow.com. There's all kinds of specials from MyPillow. The Thermopen, which every griller has to have. And, of course, anyway, I want to just get on to what to do with that leftover ham. What is your wife? Everybody has a tradition for, at least old school cooks have traditions for ham bones. Does your wife do anything with that?
I think she saves it for soup.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Does she have a favorite, or do you have a favorite she makes with it?
No. You know, it's mostly, the white bread Sammy's for that,
right,
that whole week, you know, with the leftovers.
Right. It's like Thanksgiving.
Show, you last week you were talking on the show about the hams from the lady in Custer.
Yes.
And you said that she sent you a little Goodwill
box. Yes. I got a ham, and Jop got a big Dutch loaf. It's in my car right now. So I'm going to drop that in
his
house.
That was the big joke last week about the Dutch loaf.
Well, he went on and on about it. So she called me up and she said, I want to send him a Dutch loaf. And I said, that'd be great.
Yes, it's like garlic.
I have no idea. It's a monster. It's a big old log.
Wow.
So maybe he'll share a slice with you.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we're doing Easter at my son Jordan's house, and his wife, I told her I wanted to bring over some of this ham because I'll be smoking it tomorrow morning. And she was all thrilled with that. She said she loves pea soup.
Oh yeah.
She's a wonderful girl from St. Clair Shores area. And not a lot of young people like pea soup, but her grandma was a caterer, and
yeah,
she used to cook for the Ford family. So she's quite the exquisite.
Pea soup.
They're big foodies. I guess her grandma's an amazing chef.
So bring me some big ham bones is what she's trying to tell you.
I told her I'd bring it to her, as well as a nice chunk of ham. Because once you taste one of these, dude, you can have these sent to your house. This is going to be a commercial for these guys. It's called Sanders. It's in Custer, Michigan. They will send them to your house. What I got was this big styrofoam cooler with ice packs in it, dry ice.
So nice.
And a beautiful piece of ham and a beautiful piece of Dutch loaf. And they'll just ship it out. So anybody can get one.
You know, it's weird how I looked it up after the show last week. Hooligans, right in Fruitport, which is down the road from me. Nutica Spring Lake area. So I've got them.
Oh, they sell the hams there?
They sell them right there.
Well, sure. Dude, so they tell you you have to finish it off because around the bone it might not be fully cooked. And they're massives. We used to call them regulars at Vandenbrink's. She called it, I don't know, special.
Okay.
But it's the whole ham, unnetted, un-everything. And it's just a big piece of meat with a giant bone in it. So you'll have to bake it. I did the one I did for my other daughter-in-law, I did for, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 hours, low smoke, and I kept basting it.
Scored it first.
I did, yeah. I didn't do the pineapples and cloves. I don't care for any of that on it, but I did use pineapple juice, brown sugar, and mustard, and that was fantastic glaze. But yeah, I can't wait to do this one tomorrow. I'm excited.
Wow.
And then my daughter-in-law is making a rack of lamb. I told you her grandma was quite a chef, and this girl's only 26, and she can do a rack of lamb.
That's cool. That's very cool.
I'm excited.
You got to have the butter shaped like the lamb, though. That was the important thing in our household.
Oh, really?
So, oh, yeah. Yeah,
really?
You get those west side, best side of Grand Rapids. Sure.
Where?
Levandusky's, I know, has them.
Really?
Tim probably does.
Okay, I'm going to run over and grab one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's too cool. Ham and bean soup is what I like. My mother used to love pea soup. My dad loved pea soup, I should say, so my mother made it. But are you a bean soup guy?
Sure, why not?
I love anything with beans in it. But bean soup's really nice. You know, it's really simple. You don't have to make it complicated. You have to have a nice ham bone. And do not try and do it with one of these honey glazed or any of these sweet ones. You can't do that. Mm. Just use a regular ham bone. I like Great Northern beans, but you can use a combination of Pinot, Great Northern, whatever you want. Thyme, chicken stock, of course, salt. Some cloves, go easy on the cloves. Lots of celery, of course, carrots, onion, and then that giant bone. And that's the meat of the deal right there. And that ham bone, if you chef like I do, you don't go nuts trying to clean the meat off that bone. You're working. You're trying to get the meat off, and you know there's plenty of it left on the bone. So when you're cooking the ham, those little pieces disintegrate and fall off, and that gives you your savory flavor.
Oh man, that sounds really good.
It is really good.
Wow.
And of course, you want to do saltine crackers when you do bean soup.
Oh.
Okay. Because it'll create a fart factory. Another great use for it is potato soup. Are you a fan of that?
Yeah, I like potato soup.
My wife makes fantastic potato soup. And that's a really similar process. Again, you're cooking the bone down using... we get the boxes from Costco of chicken broth or chicken bone broth or whatever you prefer. But I would say... The mistake I've made in the past was using, one time I used red potatoes. You don't want to use red potatoes for potato soup. The Yukon Gold are texture and preservation or whatever, integrity of the thing. And then it's butter, heavy cream, salt, pepper, cayenne, thyme, chives. It's just goodness. Garlic, of course. And that is another fantastic use for ham bone. And then if you want, you can put it in little crock bowls and you can put some mozzarella or provolone on top, cheddar, whatever you like. Throw it in the broiler for a couple of minutes and you got people begging for buttermilk right
there.
No
kidding. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Pardon me.
It's not good for the diet.
No. No, well, that's what I'm on right now.
Me too.
I'm kind of curious about a smoked ham. I mean, how good are we talking here?
Well, you've had them before. A lot of the hams you buy are smoked.
Okay.
The big processors. And even like Sobe, you know, they have these big racks they roll into smokers. It's part of the curing process. That's the old school way of curing. You know, celery, salt, and smoke and heat. And that's all you need to brine it. But I'm telling you, when you pull this thing off the smoker, this one from Sanders anyway, the first one I did, I was in disbelief. I've never had a ham that good in my life. I'm 65. I've had a lot of ham.
Yeah.
My waistline shows it.
Uh-huh.
I would tell anybody who really wants to try a cool experience and be really proud of something you bring off your smoker. You don't have to do it start to finish. They've already got it started. All you need to do is lightly smoke it for about 4 hours at a low temp and get that internal up to about 165, 170, and you're gonna just kill. It's going to be so good.
I remember, you know, growing up, the nasty hams where they would be, you know, vacuum packed with all the jelly inside.
In a can.
In a can. And I was not interested in that at all. You know, I was like, I don't know about that. So.
I think those are Polish hams generally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big Polish thing.
My dad, who, by the way, is about a mile from us over here at the American House, old folks home. He would do spam all the time. I was so sick of spam. When there was a time in between wives where it was just the two of us for about 3 years.
You know what? I will stand by the affinity for that product. If you saw my pantry, you'd see a bunch of it stocked up for the emergency food. And you could do worse. Hey, thanks for joining us. Happy Easter. God bless you all. And we will talk to you next week.